Yes, a number of predictable texts. Not predictive, I imagine, but predictable. In the wake of the interview with Kim Whaley, along the lines of the Bidens are corrupt, everybody knows this, and Trump hasn't been stoking violence, the biased anti-Trump media has been stoking the violence, and here we go again, when is the anti-Biden guest coming on? Well, you know, I was surprised to hear Kim Whaley say what she said, as I mentioned in the course of the interview. We did think that a constitutional lawyer who had been on Ken Starr's team prosecuting Bill Clinton and worked with Judge Brett Kavanaugh and is a commentator on Fox News and the conservative news website The Bulwark might satisfy y'all, but no. Our text system is down. It's dead. It's deceased. It's gone. And so if you want to get in touch with us in the meantime, email saturday@radionewzealand.co.nz. And here's a couple. I can relate to Bill Bailey, says Glenn, and his experience with scuba diving. I was a severe asthmatic, but concealed that minor issue in my determination to get my dive ticket. I never once experienced an asthma attack underwater. And it wasn't until I did a Buteyko course in the UK 20 years ago that I learned why that was so. The breathing exercises teach you how to breathe low and slow, exactly as I was doing when diving. I've been asthma-free and drug-free since completing that course. It amazes me that the simple approach to controlling and preventing asthma is still considered an adjunct to medications which merely suppress the symptoms. And the data on Scandinavian happiness, says Owen, skeptically, may be misinterpreted. It may be that saying one is happy is more important in their cultures than elsewhere, with the expression of unhappiness scorned. Horrible thought, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's a horrible thought, Owen. I wish you'd kept it to yourself. I was a kid, says a text. The texts are up again, by the way. I was a kid when I Am Woman was released. Today I was driving as you were playing it. Pity the other drivers around me as I belted out every word. There's something about that song. Somebody else says getting a bit boring. The anti-male, pro-female spiel every weekend morning. Quite a number of you wanting Neil Finn to become Sir Neil Finn. Well, I don't know whether he would like that or not. I suspect he wouldn't mind one way or the other. As a well-rounded sort of a chap. This is a text from Liz, whom I've heard from quite often in the past. And it says, Kim, if it's not bagging Donald Trump, it's backing feminists. I never thought I'd say this, but having a break from Saturday mornings, it's way too biased, intense, and confrontational. I don't need that in my life. P.S. We'll miss your humour on the rare occasion it fronts. Miss you already, Liz. Listening to the interview, says a text about Star Wars, it's unfortunate that the presenter has adopted an aloof tone to suggest popular culture story of Star Wars is beneath her. Is it too late to watch the series was not necessarily useful to the interview? No, I don't dispute the utility or otherwise of that comment, but it's nothing to do with it being beneath me. It's above me, really. Like, can I understand Star Wars in the same way as can I understand Game of Thrones? And sometimes things are just too complicated to embark upon when everybody else seems miles ahead of you. Nothing to do with aloof. Heaven's sake. Somebody says, I'm weeping at this song. I'm sorry I made you weep, but you're quite right. Kevin Morby has the ability to do that. And Catherine says, good God, what is this awful music you're playing? It's an insult to my ears. Get a life, Catherine. I just wanted to send you some love, said someone else. Lots of people sending me love. I just find the other ones more entertaining somehow. Just funnier. I don't know. It's perverse of me.